According to the information of the Ministry of Infrastructure of Ukraine, as of 2000 on the 12th of July 2022, 16 commercial vessels that will transport Ukrainian agricultural products to foreign markets passed through the channel of the Bystrae estuary of the Danube-Black Sea waterway and will await to be loaded with Ukrainian grain. More than 90 ships are waiting in the road in the Salina Canal for their turn to enter Ukrainian ports. A total of 135 vessels are in the road in the Romanian Salina Canal. The passage through the Bystrae estuary to the Ukrainian Danube ports, Izmail, Reni, and Ust-Dunajsk became possible 2 days ago thanks to the liberation of Zemini Island from Russian troops. Over the past 4 days, 16 ships have already passed through the Bystrae estuary. We plan to maintain this pace. The restoration of navigation through this canal is an important step, which will also allow unloading the Salina Canal roads and speed up the grain exports. Unfortunately, at the moment, its throughput capacity and the organization of work in this channel make it possible to accept only 4 ships, whereas at least 8 ships per day are needed, the ministry notes. As noted, negotiations are underway with Romanian colleagues and representatives of the European Commission on the increase in the number of passages through the Salina Canal. Under these conditions and the availability of a route through the Bystrae estuary, we expect the congestion of ships in the road to dissolve within a week and we will be able to increase the monthly grain exports by 500,000 tons, said Yuri Vaskov, Deputy Minister of Infrastructure of Ukraine. At the request of the Ministry of Infrastructure of Ukraine, the naval forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine joined the organization of transportation by civilian ships. Background. To date, due to the blockade of seaports, which accounted for approximately 80% of the Ukrainian agricultural exports before the full-scale invasion, the export of food takes place exclusively through the Danube ports, railway, and road checkpoints on the western border. Their throughput capacity is currently insufficient to fully replace seaports. In particular, in June, it was possible to export approximately 2.5 million tons of products through the existing logistics routes, while the monthly need for the export of such products is 8 million tons. Natalia Tolib.